Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Winnie. We are on day two of Internet English Abbreviations.
Yep, we're going to introduce more Internet English Abbreviations, so things you can say, basically, when you're typing or texting.
Yeah, these are short ways of saying things that have become popular thanks to the Internet and texting.
For example, LOL means laugh out loud.
Yeah, and LMK means let me know. Mm-hmm. You want to remind someone to tell you something.
That's right. Another is NVM. That's it. NVM, never mind. You use this to tell people not to worry because something is no longer important.
So we've got some more internet abbreviations to look at today. So let's read through day two of the article and check them out.
Internet English.Short and sweet.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Here are some more English abbreviations. What's the answer to question 5 in our math homework?
IDK.
IDK. I don't know. This is a pretty easy one.
I have to go. My dinner is ready.
Okay, TTYL. TTYL. Talk to you later.This just means goodbye. We mostly use it when we expect to talk to someone again that day.I can't believe we're planning a trip to New York. It's so expensive there.
It'll be great. YOLO!
YOLO, you only live once. This means we should enjoy life and not worry about problems.People sometimes shout this before they do something crazy.
Word power.
Pretty, pretty.It's pretty cold outside. You should wear a warm jacket. It's pretty cold outside. You should wear a warm jacket. Expect. Expect. Wendy didn't expect to see her old friend at the restaurant. Wendy didn't expect to see her old friend at the restaurant. Once. Janice goes to the movies with her family once a week. Janice goes to the movies with her family once a week. Crazy. The crazy boy jumped in the swimming pool with all his clothes on. The crazy boy jumped in the swimming pool with all his clothes on.
So part two of the article starts by saying, here are some more English abbreviations. Okay, so we're just introducing the topic again.
当然还有其实很多很多的网络用语啦。昨天我们介绍了 LOL, LMK, NVM. 今天还有什么常见的英语缩写呢?
Yep, now remember yesterday, we saw those conversations between two people showing us how and when the abbreviation could be used.After each conversation, we talked about what the abbreviation means and generally how we can use it.
Okay, so we're going to do the same thing today.
Mm-hmm.
会有一样会有情境，然后 AB 的对话，然后呢，文章接着会解释这些缩写的意思。So let's take a look at the first one.
Okay, and it starts with A saying, what's the answer to question 5 in our math homework?Okay, we use the phrase the answer to something when we want to really be clear about the thing we want to know the answer to. So instead of just saying what's the answer, we say what's the answer to question 5, to this thing, to this problem.
今天情境 A, 就是第一个情境呢是 A 先说数学作业的第五题答案是什么。Answer 本身就是答案的意思。如果你要问某个问题的答案我们后面用 to 这个介系词 The answer to the question.
Yep, so A has asked a question about math homework, but B only replies withIDK.
IDK, 这是什么秘语吗? That is math.
Maybe that's the answer.
IDK?
No, you're right, it's math homework.
It doesn't sound helpful.
No, okay. No. So, it isn't helpful, because as the article shows us, IDK means I don't know.
一样 ,IDK 是用字首,所以呢,它的意思是什么?是I don't know 的字首啦 This is easier.
That is very easy, which is why the article actually says, this is a pretty easy one. In other words, we shouldn't need to tell you guys or our readers what the phrase I don't know means or when we should use it. Because you guys probably know that one already.
Or use it a lot.I don't know. 没错，因为我们其实也不太需要解释说这个 I don't know 要怎么用了吧。However, we should explain the word pretty. Is it talking about me?
Well, if pretty was being used as an adjective, then yes.
Oh, thank you.
But here we're using the word pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y, pretty as an adverb. The spelling is the same, but the meaning is different. So we've made it our first word power word of the day. Pretty means very, though we can also use it to mean a little bit. It all depends on when and how we say it, so...It's pretty good means it's okay, but it's pretty good means it's great. So here's an example. It's pretty cold outside. You should wear a warm jacket. It's pretty cold outside. You should wear a warm jacket.
我们学过 pretty 当形容词是漂亮的，不过今天在文章我们看到是当副词的用法。我们看到文章是用 pretty easy， pretty 是个副词，形容后面的形容词 easy， 表示很点点点或是相当点点点。后面呢可以接不同的形容词啦，比如说可以来拿来强调程度，所以像例句是 pretty cold， 就是蛮冷的，你应该穿一件保暖的外套。不过 pretty 呢，因为不同的语气啊或是程度上有不一样的意思 ，so withThis word, you need to pay attention to how the speaker says it and what they are talking about, right?
Yeah, here's another. If you ask me if it's hot outside, and I say, it's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. That means it's nice and warm. But if I say, it's pretty hot out there, that means it's very hot.
所以要注意它的那个语气啦。This is why listening to people is a difficult skill.
It is, but you can also look at people's faces、mm-hmm. or just use what you know to figure out the meaning. Anyway, back to the article as it's time to look at our next example of an internet abbreviation. In the conversation, A says...I have to go. My dinner is ready.
OK, 课文呢又介绍另一个情境啦。这次呢 ,A 说 I have to go, 我得走了。就是说我准备该去吃晚餐了。And B says, OK, T-T-Y-L.
T-T-Y-L? Four letters this time? OK, well, the article shows us that T-T-Y-L, this is...Talk to you later.
I bet this one got you.
Yeah, too difficult for me.
T-T-Y-L, 乍看的确很像天书。不过记得我们的缩写原则就是取自首，所以就是 talk to you later 的缩写啦。
Yeah, and the article tells us that this just means goodbye.
啊，什么时候会讲到 talk to you later 呢？其实字面上意思就是说，晚点聊，意思就是Bye la, that's it?
Not quite, there is a little more to it. The article says, we mostly use it when we expect to talk to someone again that day. Okay, we use the adverb mostly here to mean most of the time or very commonly. Okay, so we also saw the verb expect, E-X-P-E-C-T, expect, which is our next word power word.So to expect means to think that something will happen. For example, Wendy didn't expect to see her old friend at the restaurant. Wendy didn't expect to see her old friend at the restaurant.
Expect 是预期、期待。文章说什么时候会 用这个 talk to you later 呢？就是大部分的时候是你预期或是预期当天会遇到这个人，或是见到这个人聊，还会继续聊到天。这时候我们像看到例句，就是 Wendy 没有预期会在这个餐厅见到老朋友。另外呢，这个 expect 也有期待的意思，比如 Jimmy is expecting that his father will buy him a new bike for his birthday.
Oh, so he thinks it will happen. So what about the word mostly, we mostly use it in this case.
Mostly, 就是大部分的时候。刚刚我们有看到 most of the time,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
大部分的时候。
Okay, time for our last internet abbreviation, and it's a fun one. The conversation for this one is a bit longer, as it really helps us to see the situation when you would use this abbreviation. It starts off with A saying,I can't believe we're planning a trip to New York.
Wow, 最后这个情境呢 ,A 说、oh, 我真不敢相信我们要去 New York, 纽约了。所以这个情境是说有点不敢相信你要去一个做梦都想不到不敢想的地方。
So here we have something exciting, but A is feeling more than just excitement、uh-huh. because A also says...It's so expensive there.
Right.
So we know that he or she really wants to go, but is also worried about how much money it will cost them.
除了很兴奋要去到这个梦寐以求很兴奋的地方以外 A 呢还加着说 It's so expensive 但是很贵所以呢这是虽然是很数一数二的大城市 But everything is more expensive in New York、mm. But B says It will be great.
It'll be great.
YOLO. What does that mean?
YOLO. There we go. And we see in the article, YOLO is you only live once.
Ah, okay. YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. You only live once. And before we go on, we should look at the word once. O-N-C-E, once, which is an adverb and another of today's word power words.Once means one single time. We often use it to talk about how often something happens, like once, one time, once a year. So how many times something has happened in the past. I've been to Japan once means one time. Here's another example. Janice goes to the movies with her family once a week. Janice goes to the movies with her family once a week.
Once 呢是个副词表示一次我们可以拿来指做某件事情的频率像我们看到例句是 go to the movies once a week 一周去看一次电影，或者也可以是拿来做某件事情做过一次，像是这个刚刚提到去日本过一次 Been to Japan once。 那文章说 YOLO 就是 You only live once， 只活过一次的意思啦。 So let's find out about this phrase You only live once.
Sure, and we should also note that with a lot of our other phrases, you just say the letters TTYL, NVM, IDK, but this one is kind of like a word in itself, YOLO, and in fact, it was added to the Oxford Dictionary, I think last year, 2016.
Wow.我们看到其他几个这个我们看过的频率都是我们看过的这些缩写呢都是念出字母，但 YOLO 这个字后来真的变成一个英文字。 But what does it mean?
Well, we see that this means we should enjoy life and not worry about problems.
啊，其实这个字面上意思就是人生只有一次，大概就是可以理解成说啊，就是人生只有一次，文章字面上，不过呢文章呢有说这个其实是可以好好的享受人生啦，不要想太多。中文大概就可以翻成人生苦短，好好享受当下的意思啦。
The article also says people sometimes shout this before they do something crazy. Before is another one of those time words we can use to show when two things happen in relation to each other. Before, after, at the same time as, when, while, and so on.
I think we can learn more about this in today's Magic Box. Let's check it out.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Pero, pero, da da da, paladu. Oh, pido, dolarilu, te amo. Boca? Oh, ah, 对不起，对不起，你们听不懂我在说什么，是不是？哦，很难过耶，你们不懂小小兵吗？我刚刚是说我讨厌你哦，对不起，我们爱你啦。哦，加油好吗？要多学学我们的语言，不然我跟你说话很辛苦耶。Next time, I hope you can understand me when I talk. 下次啊，当我跟你们说话的时候，希望你们都听得懂好吗？哎，是的，看到我出场，想必事情一定没有那么简单。哎，请仔细听听看，刚刚说的句子是什么啊？I hope you can understand me when I talk. 这边呢、啊、其实用到的是一个副词子句的概念啦。什么是副词子句啊？它通常啊会用一个从属连接词所引导出的句子，就是我们的副词子句啦。像刚刚句中的 when 就是我们所谓的从属连接词哦。副词子句的存在主要啊就是拿来修饰主要的句子。I hope you can understand me. 所以啊副词子句可有可无，就算你拿掉也是个完整的句子哦。以从属连接词其实有很多种哦，不过我们今天就 focus 在这个时间的从属连接词好了。那有哪一些呢？像是刚刚的 when， 还有常用的 before， after， 还有 until， since， as well， 等等等等，很多很多，只要是能够引导出一个时间的概念都算哦。那通常啊这个从属连接词除了放在句中之外，也可以放在句首哦，不过整个句子就要给它来个乾坤大挪移。像刚刚 Next time I hope you can understand me when I talk， 也可以这么说 Next time when I talk I hope you can understand me， 只是位置变了而已，意思还是一样的哦。哇，真的是太简单了对吧？ OK 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 Stupa Stupa， 停停停，稍安勿躁好不好？我要举更多的例子给大家了好吗？I always have a banana after I finish my meal. 我总是会在饭后啊来一根香蕉。没错，我最爱的 banana 啦。大家都知道我其中的从属连接词是什么了吧？Bingo， 没错，就是 after， 没有错。所以你还可以怎么说呢？ After I finish my meal, I always have a banana. Oh yeah， 你们真的都是很棒哎。Oh。Me want banana， 没错，就是我很饿的意思。这句可以学起来哦，就是小小兵的语言啦。看来啊，我必须来去吃一根香蕉了。Goodbye， banana， banana， banana。
Welcome back. We also saw in that last sentence the word crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, crazy, which, as you'll see, is a great way to describe Winnie. And it's our last word power word of the day. Crazy means not at all sensible or practical. For example, the crazy boy jumped in the swimming pool with all his clothes on. The crazy boy jumped in the swimming pool with all his clothes on.
Crazy 这个形容词表示疯狂的，拿来就是当有人做出很夸张、很不按牌理出牌的时候呢，我们就可以说 You are crazy， 或者像例句说到这个全身穿着衣服，结果就跳进水池里，我们就说这是一个很疯狂的男孩。所以啊，我们讲到 YOLO 呢，就是要好好享受当下。所以文章就说，有些人可能会做出一些很疯狂的事，以前呢就会先大喊 YOLO。
Okay, and that is the end of the article. So it's time for today's wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, we've got some more abbreviations here to test each other. I'm going to give you one I learned in Taiwan, so it should be easy for you. O-R-Z.
O-R-Z.
Yeah, and that's interesting. It's all about how the letters look, like、mm-hmm. a person on their hands and knees.
Kneeling like, down.
Oh no, I've done something really bad.
对，就是oh, 窘，或者是oh, 败给你了，这种意思。
Okay, your turn then.
这个的确在台湾很常见。TMR.
TMR.
This is hard.
Too much reading.
Too much reading.
Too much reading.
读太多书了。
No, okay.
Too much reading.
Yeah.
No, I wish, but no.
Just means tomorrow, doesn't it?
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
That's close to TMI, too much information. That's when you don't want to know more. You're saying, okay, stop telling me this stuff.
Too much information.
Okay, here's one that's a bit more British.
Who would know that then?
TTFN.
It's close to 我们刚刚学那个
Yeah, we had TTYL. TTFN.
Talk to Finland?
Friends.
Friends.
Talk to friends now. No,、
yeah.
it is in fact Tata for now. Tata is a way to say goodbye in the UK. So Tata for now just means bye for now, see you later.、
Okay.
It's something, if you guys know Winnie the Pooh, the character Tigger often says TTFN, Tata for now, and then bounces off.
跳跳虎就这样跳走了、oh, 好可爱哦
There we go. Well, I hope you've learned a few extra things today. But that is all we've got time for. It's time for us to say goodbye. For A Plus English,I'm Pat.
And I'm Winnie. See you next time.
TTYL.
Internet English. Short and sweet.
Here are some more English abbreviations.
What's the answer to question 5 in our math homework?
IDK.
IDK. I don't know. This is a pretty easy one.
I have to go. My dinner is ready.
Okay. TTYL.
TTYL. Talk to you later. This just means goodbye. We mostly use it when we expect to talk to someone again that day.
I can't believe we're planning a trip to New York. It's so expensive there.
It'll be great. YOLO.
YOLO, you only live once. This means we should enjoy life and not worry about problems. People sometimes shout this before they do something crazy.
Pretty, pretty. It's pretty cold outside. You should wear a warm jacket.It's pretty cold outside. You should wear a warm jacket. Expect. Expect. Wendy didn't expect to see her old friend at the restaurant. Wendy didn't expect to see her old friend at the restaurant. Once. Once.Janice goes to the movies with her family once a week. Janice goes to the movies with her family once a week. Crazy. Crazy. The crazy boy jumped in the swimming pool with all his clothes on. The crazy boy jumped in the swimming pool with all his clothes on.